Yeah, it's been a process of been over 12 months in the planning and the RFP and then signing with Sudeth. And then the heart of it has been, you know, over the last 4 to 6 weeks, with probably these next 6 days being the most important with the bulk of the move taking place. Yeah, it's exciting. It's been one of those things that's been a long time coming and a lot of work gone into it. And now that we're right there, it's fun to get over there and start seeing the new building. And then as everything's coming in with new furniture and everything's getting in, putting in place for the move, it's exciting, yeah.
It's an emotional move. And I really, this week, I didn't think I would be emotional. Because that's more not really my nature most of the time, but the hard work that has gone into this, and I think for me, who's been here 13 years, but I think of other people, from Coach Grant to Fred Zambelletti to Bob Hagan, people who've been in the same office for 25 years, and one thing that I'm just so proud of that we've been able to build this new facility with our internal staff and. Everyone in their office has taken the time to be meticulous in regards to going through their files, and some of the things that we've been able to find and unearth during this process has been special. You know, the way we look at it, we look like that we're taking on another family. I mean, you know, we may be leaving the location of Eden Prairie, but the relationship, the memories that we have here, Eden Prairie will always have a special place in the Minnesota Vikings' hearts, and hopefully the same with them. So we don't feel like we're leaving per se, but we're bringing on a new partner in the city of Eagan and the fans of Eagan and the residents of Eagan. And if you think about it, when you drive up 494 and to be able to see the facility, the way it jumps out on the highway, you know, it gives Eagan a presence. And I think they will really understand when we start having practices there and training camp. I know for a lot of reporters, you all have been so used so many years saying live from Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, to be able to say live from Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center in Eagan, Minnesota, will be something that's unique and special.
You're not fearful about driving by here and actually just pulling in because you...
Oh, no, I will. I told my wife, I said, I will guarantee you that someday next week, I have a lot on the mind, I have a conference call that I will get out and I will drive and I'll turn in my spot here. I think, you know, our cars know how to get here. And it was interesting. You know, I didn't really realize how emotional I would be, but even talking with the kids, one of our daughters goes to school in California, and our son goes to school in Mississippi. Talking with them, they were saying, Dad, this is like the last week. And I thought about that, you know, to see them grow up. You know, when we moved here, they're 6 and 4 years old. And the thing now, they're in college, and all the weekends that we came here and played football and pizza parties for their hockey teams and ran around here, and the time that we spent together, Dad, can we go to work with you, and sitting at my conference table. And so, you know, I get goosebumps even really thinking about all the memories. So I really love Winter Park. We have some phenomenal memories, and the only thing that we're missing here is Lombardi Trophy. So that's one thing I'm excited about going to Eagan, that one day we'll be able to put a Lombardi Trophy in the lobby.